You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin joins us now. Today, he revisits the financial meltdown of 2008 and arrives at the same conclusion: the big banks are still failing the little guy.
And a very good morning to you all. Some of you have had the misfortune of listening to me banging on about the banks. I am sorry, but this rather distasteful subject has raised its ugly head again. And the reason it has come to my attention recently is because the British Chancellor of the Exchequer announced recently that banks in Britain that failed to reform would be forced to do so by rule of law. And the reform in question goes back to the banking fiasco of 2008, when some of Britain's biggest banks played hard and fast with the investors' money. They lost billions, and then the taxpayer had to bail them out in order to save the economy. Ha! Sound familiar? In fact, actually, more or less exactly the same thing happened in other countries like Ireland, Iceland, and Spain. Anyway, the Brits have decided that enough is enough, and now they have new laws that are going to be passed to prevent a too-big-to-fail scenario from reoccurring. Specifically, this means that retail commercial banks will be separated from investment banks. The former are often referred to as the piggy banks because they mainly take care of things like savings and checking accounts. And the investment banks are sometimes referred to as the casinos because they deal in speculation and gambling. Back in the good old days of regulated banking, these two industries were kept separate precisely to avoid the fiasco that we faced in 2008. Banks like the Bank of America, for example, were not only looking after millions of checking accounts and savings accounts, but they were also engaged in high-risk speculative investments. And they knew that if those investments went belly up, the government would have to step in to prevent the investment arm of the bank dragging down the retail arm. And this brings me back to the British reform, because retail banks will now have to have a quote-unquote fence around them to protect them from the investment arm of the same bank. Not only that, it'll be an electric fence, by which is meant, if the investment arm of the bank is not in strict compliance with keeping its grubby paws off the ordinary Joe's savings, they will be forced into being broken up so as to avoid them from becoming too big to fail. Last year, Matt Taibbi wrote a blistering article on this in the Rolling Stone, and I urge you to go online for the full story. It's very enlightening, but very depressing too, mind you, because it seems as if we've learned little or nothing from the collapse of 2008. Too big to fail? Sure, most of the banks caught up on the 2008 maelstrom are now even bigger than they were then. And the investment branches of the banks still remain umbilically bound to the retail branch. Imagine a situation where the owners of a casino get burned at the roulette table and then they come looking to the taxpayer to bail them out. If you think that's laughable, try imagining the same scenario where not only does the taxpayer bail out the casino, but we also foot the bill to cover the massive bonuses for the senior executives at the casino, even though they've incurred massive losses. I blame the political class for this, and in my next segment, I look forward to having a go at them. In the meantime, please do try to have a good week.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary School in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS, and a class called La Belle France at LSUS and Bossier Parish Community College. Brian takes groups on tour to Ireland and France in the summer.